Next, we'll apply our sense of hearing. Try to hear the scene. Hear the rocking of the boat at night, and the dark and the quiet. Hear the disciples sleeping. Maybe some of them are snoring. Hear what it sounds like when this voice comes from the land. Children, have you caught anything to eat? And the disciples all rumble together, no. Cast the net over the right side of the boat and you will find something. So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and he jumped into the sea. Listen as his body crashes into the water. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging in the net with fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Try to hear the crackling of the fire and the embers. Bring some of the fish you just caught. So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Try to hear the sound of that net with all these fish splashing around, dragging them on the shore through the sand. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. What did you hear in the scene? Which part of it was most real for you? Spend some time now in silence and journal your experience.